All right. Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat, that's C-A-T, pumping up the volume. Kat, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. Today, we have two listeners in the Mid-Atlantic area, I'll say. One is in Tappahannock, Virginia. Tappahannock is an area that was first visited by Captain John Smith. The river that's by Tappahannock is, of course, the Rappahannock River, which means rise and fall of water. And the village set upon it became Tappahannock because it means town on the rise and fall of the water. It's also a great place, especially this time of year, to go get some seafood. Our other town is Huntington, Maryland, small town on the eastern shore. Has a very small town feel, is considered a middle class utopia. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is never in short supply here on the back porch. Now, I've always considered myself to be an optimist, always looking at the glass half full and hopefully half full of bourbon. Today, I'm having some Maker's Mark bourbon with a splash of 7-Up. I know bourbon and 7-Up are just meant to be together. Kat, what you got?
I'm feeling a little limey today, using a little bit of the Simply Limeade to make a simple Capahenha, the national drink of Brazil. A little sugar. I didn't have any cachaça, so I used white rums. Pretty much the same thing. A little sugar and some muddled lime with a little 7-Up.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right, today we're going to talk about cover bands and why. I don't know, for some reason on my YouTube page, they keep putting up these videos of these cover bands playing at this outdoor venue in California. It's called the Crown Valley Community Park in the city of Laguna?
Laguna.
Niguel?
Right.
Yeah, it's we got a place out here called Dogwood Dell. It's kind of the same thing. It's just a stage outside with little elevated places to set up chairs. And these videos kept popping up. So I started watching some of them, and I had no idea there were so many cover bands out there that are really good, and they make an effort to look like the bands that they're covering. Now, the cover bands that go all out like to be called tribute bands. Sounds more official, and I think it lets everybody know that this band is only going to play songs by this one artist. Now, because the term cover band could be a band that plays, you know, a bunch of songs from a bunch of different people. And again, these videos popping up on my YouTube at this outdoor venue in Cali, they got just about any cover band you can think of that shows up at this thing. Sorry, tribute band. Springsteen, No Doubt, Foo Fighters, Aerosmith. The Aerosmith tribute band was very good at playing that bad music of Aerosmith. And the dudes were just as ugly as the original losers in Aerosmith. And Aerosmith tribute band singer, he even had like kind of a lip deformity, like Steven Tyler. The Fleetwood Mac tribute bands popped up on there. I mean, hell, you can throw a rock in any direction and hit a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. And it's kind of easy for the ladies to transform themselves into Stevie Nicks. You just kind of let your hair grow out, dye it like a blondish gray, cover yourself in black lace, and bam, you're Stevie Nicks. And the Fleetwood Mac tribute bands, hell, all the tribute bands, they say they're the ultimate, ultimate tribute band. Now, I like some of the names of the Fleetwood Mac tribute bands. You got Gypsy Dreams, Tusk, Rumors, ATL. Lots of Fleetwood Mac tribute bands with the word rumors in it.
It was their top-selling album.
There's tons of Tom Petty tribute bands. There's a band called Full Moon Fever that plays around here quite a bit. And a few of the Tom Petty tribute bands out there, like the main dude who's pretending to be Tom Petty, some of these cats, they look like him, which is great when they're doing their shows. But to me, I don't know, it's got to mess with your psyche a little bit. You know, you wake up every day, you look in the mirror and go, who am I? I've lost my identity. Have I become Tom Petty? A little strange to me.
I feel like I'm from Sarasota, Florida. I mean,
I don't know. I'm sure most of these bands, they're not doing this for a living. You know, I'm sure they got full-time gigs doing something else, just probably like side money on the weekend. And most of these bands, I looked it up, they pull like $500 to $2,000 a show. Now, some of the big-time tribute bands, the ones that cover Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, they probably make a little more per show. There's a band called the Dark Side Experience, who obviously do Pink Floyd songs all night long. They are from around here in Virginia, I believe. And they play around now and then. Zoso, a Zeppelin tribute band, plays here a lot. And I haven't seen any of these bands, but I'm sure they do a great job of covering these bands. My question is, who wants to hear it? I mean,
well, if you love a band and you don't think they're coming anywhere near your zip code,
it's the next best thing.
Yeah. I mean, I dragged you one night to I took you to see a tribute band. Actually, we got two tribute bands for one. We had a Cure tribute band.
We talked about that before. Yeah. And
the Depeche Mode, because I knew they weren't coming anywhere near here. And this was before they had their last big tour, which I could have seen them in D.C., and I thought about seeing them in D.C., but I didn't.
They were okay. I give it to them. Some of the songs.
It was a good show. There was some showmanship
the
there.
Depeche Mode, you have to like Depeche Mode, obviously, to get into that, but there was a good crowd there, and they did a good job. But, again, I'm like these classic rock bands, okay? Aerosmith, Tom Petty. I love Tom Petty. Zeppelin, who doesn't like Zeppelin? Fleetwood Mac. Again, nothing against any of these bands, but if you were around in the 70s, 80s, 90s, like Kat and I here on the back porch, then you've already heard these songs, okay? You've already heard all the Floyd, Zepp, Skinner, Fleetwood Mac, Heart, yeah, that you want to hear. I don't want to hear it anymore. I love all those bands. Let's move on.
Yeah, but people like to go back in time for themselves into a time when they were much younger and enjoyed a certain type of music, and it kind of puts them back there. That's usually why, you know. Plus, there's people, you know, I'm sure the Stones just rolled through the East Coast, and I'm sure they brought their kids to go listen to the Stones because they want to remember the Rolling Stones before they were 80 something years old.
Right. I got you. And like I said, that's
nostalgia.
That amphitheater thing out there in Cali that keeps on popping up on my YouTube for summer, I have no idea. They're having a good time. Everybody by the end of the show is in front of the stage dancing, and it doesn't matter if it's the No Doubt cover band or the Springsteen, whatever one. Van Halen's got a ton of cover bands. People get into it because it's fun. Okay,
right. It's just like those freaking Broadway shows where the whole show was built over somebody's music. Like,
right. I don't know. I don't want to call myself a musician. I can play a little bit and play it out a little
You're
bit.
You're a musician.
Back in the day. I'm not really, but I'm just thinking about how about playing in one of these tribute bands? I mean, boy, you really have to love the band you're covering, because gig after gig after gig playing the same songs over and over. I mean, it sounds like torture to me.
They love it and they're into playing it, and you've got people in front of you that just love it and love listening. It's a good experience for everyone.
Right. One thing I noticed about these tribute bands is that nobody's young.
Oh, no.
It's all dudes and ladies, 40s, 50s, some of them pushing 60s, doing this stuff. And what I've seen and heard, they do it very well, but I don't know. I think in another 20 or 30 years, this tribute band thing is going to peace out, because the audience is going to peace out.
They're dying off, maybe.
But hey, it's all in good fun. You know, say there's a band you love, like Kat just said, you're never going to get to see them live.
No.
Or maybe they're already all dead, so the tribute band's the next best thing. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. All right, this week it's David Livingston, born in 1813 from Bontia, Scotland. Now, David Livingston grew up in a tenement building. At the age of 10, he went to work for a cotton mill, working 12-hour shifts, age 10. Dad was a Sunday school teacher, and early on, David Livingston started his own journey with God. He ended up being a physician, an explorer, and a missionary who became obsessed with Africa.
Well, he first wanted to go to China, but the first opium wars broke out in 1839, so he thought that might be too dangerous to go to China, so he switched up to a different continent.
Along the Nile River is where he spent a lot of his time. And though David Livingston spent much of his life as a missionary spreading the word of Christianity in Africa, his conversion rate was very low.
Yeah, he was kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, but his major contribution to society may have been his willingness to expose the slave trade that he saw over there in Africa. The infamous Atlantic slave trade, which had been abolished like a couple times, 1803, right. 1837, but you still had the Dutch, Portuguese, and the Brazilians were still raiding Africa for slaves. I mean, he saw the horrors of slavery up close and personal. In the UK, there's streets and schools named after this man.
He was the first European to see the Victoria Falls.
Among the 100 greatest Britons.
Right. He was very much into the three C's of the British Empire: Christianity, commerce, and civilization in Africa.
Mm-hmm. In Africa, there's schools, towns, scholarships in his name. His films and books are out there depicting his life. There was a crappy band from the 60s called the Moody Blues that had a song called Dr. Livingston, I presume.
Right.
And that makes David Livingston one tough son of a bitch. All right. Are we still watching stuff?
We're still watching. And I got put into a documentary that was like the weirdest. It was like Succession on crack. Now, something a lot of people like to do in the summertime, if they have one near them, is a Renaissance fair. Matter of fact, we have one up on the road in Spotsylvania County that runs for like 2 weeks. But HBO and Max did this deep dive on the Texas Renaissance Fair there in Texas.
And it's run by this octogenarian, George Cullum. He's called the King. He's considering retiring and selling off his Renaissance Fair. And this is a big one. This thing runs for like 8 weeks in freaking Texas. So they're making money every weekend selling, you know.
In Texas. How long? When did this start?
He started this like 50 years ago. It was crazy. He like incorporated a town so he could decide where, you know, you could have trailers and different people who wanted to live there. Just kind of fantasy. Easy on the laws. Let's put that away.
Living fantasy land.
Fantasy land. So he's trying to get this Renaissance Fair. He's talking about selling it. He's got one guy who's called the King of the Kernel Corn because he makes the best kernel corn there, and his family's from money. The other guy, who is the general manager, former stage actor Jeff Baldwin, and his wife, he just wants him to hand it to him if George bites it. And George is a busy guy. His kind of house, it kind of reminds me of Neverland, where there's a bunch of stuff all over. It never actually matches. Well, maybe a little Baroque over here, maybe some Grecian statues out there in the backyard. It's kind of a hodgepodge, but it's his world. His little eclectic mansion that he's got. And he's also onto online dating. Of course, the chicks he wants to date are like 20
Red
to
flag.
25 to 55. And of course, George is 85. And, you know, he wants natural tits.
Good
and this,
luck.
That, and, you know,
he's, wow, and he's making
he's
special
picky.
Requests.
He's sitting at the local Olive Garden with the latest chick.
Oh, my God. I do have to see this. This is real reality.
This is real. And it is just crazy.
A 25-year-old just wants to know, do you have any money?
Right. Are you dying soon? Or can you give me something? And of course, she's covered in tattoos all over her neck.
Piercings.
Anyway. And they're constantly guessing who George is going to actually make the deal and who, you know, at some point the general manager gets fired and he goes off with his wife and he goes and has weight loss surgery. It's crazy. It is crazy.
What's it called?
It's called Renfair. It's a documentary there on HBO, and you can watch it on Max. You'll never guess, you know, towards the end, you know, another chick, Laura Croft, comes in. She's supposed to be the manager for all the vendors. He puts her as general manager. He doesn't like what she does. I mean, it's constant arguing with this old man who doesn't want to give the power away. Very much like Succession, I'll say that, but on a very Renaissance Fair level. Anyway, it's an interesting watch to see what happens in this little small town. Anyway, if you want to see an interesting documentary with some interesting characters, real life characters, I would recommend Renfair on HBO, or you can also watch it on Max.
Wow. I'm going to need a shot after that.
Okay, this week's shot is called the Strawberry Shake Shot. It's a grenadine, a little splash of butterscotch schnapps, some tequila rose, and some vanilla. They wanted rum. I used vanilla vodka. If you have vanilla rum, you can try that instead.
How is it strawberry? What's strawberry about it?
The tequila rose.
Oh, so you put that in a shaker.
That and the butterscotch schnapps and the grenadine and the...
And then shake the shit out of
right.
it.
Right.
And here we go.
Here we go.
It looks like Pepto-Bismol.
It does give that Bismol look, doesn't
My
it?
My stomach's fine, but it might not be after this. Ah, that's a mouthful. Mm. You know, it doesn't taste like Pepto. It coats the throat like
there's some coating going on there.
What's it called?
It's called the Strawberry Shake Shot.
And that's got liquor in it?
Yes.
Because I didn't taste any. But it was very tasty.
It was tasty.
Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
All right, this week we were bumpered in with a band called Life Crusher.
Now, see, when I saw this name, I thought it was like some guy with some exercise program, some real toxic male energy. Life Crusher!
You were wrong. Life Crusher was formed in 2018, a mere 5 or 6 years ago, from Zurich, Switzerland.
I've been to Zurich, Switzerland. It's a beautiful town.
We'll touch you. Do we have any listeners from Switzerland?
Yes, we've had listeners from Switzerland.
Yes!
Love it. Zolt or something like that.
Now, Life Crusher is a, I'm going to call it hardcore metalcore band with a young lady named Rami.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, ladies. Sorry, young lady. Anyway, she's a young lady out front as their vocalist. Now, we don't listen to much hardcore metalcore here on the back porch. But I noticed
it's not on my rotation.
There's a bunch of these bands out here now where, I don't know, they have these ladies out front of these hardcore bands. And I know it's been going on for years, but there seems to be this big underground scene happening. And I'm not out on the streets anymore.
She's a feminist Nazi.
So I don't know what's going on. A bunch, one of them is called, I'm going to name just a couple, Brat, Torso. They like one name. Capra is very popular. One called Gel, everybody likes. Where these chicks are out front, just screaming their guts out, and the bands in the back just laying it down hard. It's a trip. I don't know, Life Crusher just kind of caught my ear when I heard the song we were bumpered in with today called Suspension of Belief. I don't think they've hit the stage yet.
I don't know. Their next big concert I have in my little search is Stuttgart, Germany, July 21st.
All right. Anyway, we'll wait and see if Life Crusher comes over and conquers America. Check out Life Crusher wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.